My specialty is dealing with emotional, the blues, mental, psychological, unbalanced issues of a relationship, companionship, a marriage, or even if you just happily single. I'm here. I'm here for you. And if any of you are interested in calling in, the number is 1-888-429-5471. Well, good evening and hello. I'm Chat with Dr. Black, relationship specialist, and I welcome you to the program here on BBS Radio, station 2 for the Sunday 6 o'clock p.m. hour. And just to let you know, I'm on air every other Sunday, so I'm on air this Sunday, off air next Sunday, and then I'll be back on air the following Sunday. And I think that following Sunday is December the 20th. So that is a few days before Jesus is the reason for the season, Christmas. I'd like to let you know that. I'd like to give a shout out to Doug. He's always on with me, online with me also. He's my technician on the backside. And if any of you are interested in being a host with BBS Radio, then contact www.bbsradio.com. So thank you so much for tuning in today, this evening. Let me just do a little formality. The number here, if you want to call in, and I'm going to give the number throughout the show. The number here is 1-888-429-5471. Once again, 1-888-429-5471. And always remember, I love my two young adult daughters. I have two young adult daughters, so I'm just really excited to be their mommy. I'd like to let you know also I'm a strong proponent of the hashtag AT&T It Can Wait campaign with Fletcher Cleaves. If you are texting, taking a selfie, doing something to be distracted, please, after watching the hashtag AT&T It Can Wait campaign with Fletcher Cleaves, C-L-E-A-V-E-S, you'll think twice about being distracted. So when you have a minute, it's nice of you to go online and go to hashtag, which is old school pound, AT&T It Can Wait, and you type in Fletcher Cleaves. Or if you put in Fletcher Cleaves, you'll come up with his information. So, you know, my specialty is dealing, as indicated in the intro, with relationship issues that come with that emotional piece. You know, sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down, and then we have to just find our way in the middle. So, and when we're down, we have the blues. You know, we're just so sad. We're just so, like, womp, womp, womp. You know, that mental uneasiness is, you know, just not good. You know, the mind tricks. Sometimes your mind play tricks on you, like, should I, shouldn't I? Does he? Does she not? And also, that psychological piece that creates an unbalance in us. So whether if you are in a relationship or you have a companionship or if it's marriage or if you're just happily single, and sometimes single people have issues also. But I'm here. I'm here. And I'm, you know, I like to listen to people. I don't judge, because judge not, lest ye be judged. So if you have any questions on any type of issues with relationship, I handle everything across the board. And whether if it is heterosexual, homosexual, call me. Let's talk about it. I'm very open. Number here is 1-888-429-5471. Just feel free to call in, ask a question, make a comment, and just talk about whatever's on your mind. And sometimes we don't have people to talk to because guess what? Everybody else is so consumed with what they have going on. And sometimes we just don't have time to reach out and touch people. And I'm always one who's always looking out to reach out and touch people, or people reach out and touch me. So, you know, I want to go over something, and it's in the news, it's in the media, and for those of you who are not living in the Southern California area, I live in Southern California is where I actually live. So, you know, I live less than 25 minutes from the San Bernardino terrorist massacre. And talking about reaching out and touching, man, was that a day to reach out and touch people. So I've been consumed with making sure my family and I are safe. I have a daughter who was at school about 10 miles from there, and my antennas went up, especially when they said, oh, we don't know where the attackers went. So I spent my hours and days and times and minutes praying, God, please don't let them head towards the college that's in that area. So that's what I did on that day. Had another close friend who worked at Loma Linda Hospital where the victims were transported to. She had just got off work, so. But I kept in contact with everyone. I'd like to give my condolences to the 14 victims' family. My heart is very heavy with sadness that the lives have been taken. And with this just being so close to home, it's like, wow, wow. And it's interesting because I have a Facebook person who went on Facebook and said that their mom was shot. And I didn't even know I was Facebook friends with the person. So got a notice on the email and I said, oh my goodness, what is this about? I'm not always on Facebook, but it's just a way to stay connected. Take out time, love each other, talk to each other, have that open communication. But my heart is just really heavy for the family members who have to deal with the aftermath of the losses. And it's just so devastating how there's so many questions that everyone asks, and what's why and how come. And my heart is heavy for the families. And so if you have a heavy heart tonight, give me a call. Call in. The number here is 1-888-429-5471. And a lot of those people will be needing counseling. They left children, husbands and wives and children and boyfriends and girlfriends, and they left mates behind. And in the midst of the shooting, people were text messaging and saying final goodbyes, and some didn't even have an opportunity. So, you know, when you talk about issues, the blues, this is a blue issue. It really is. And there's just so much more to come. So when talking about relationships being destroyed, here's a prime example of how losing a loved one affects a relationship. And all I can say is, wow. And my heart is just heavy. And I have to keep saying that because we oftentimes don't think about it, But we always need someone to talk to just to release that heaviness from our hearts, especially when a death is sudden, when it's instantaneous, and you don't have an opportunity to say a goodbye. And I know it because that's how my mom left me, in a blink of an eye. So I get it. I got it. And so my mom has left me. So I fully understand how devastating that can be. You know, it's just the mere fact of knowing that you're losing a loved one that you'll never see again. You'll never hug again. You'll never feel that warm body again. And it just takes you to a whole new level. And if you have ever experienced this feeling, or just want to discuss how it has impacted you or how you made it through, just please feel free to call in and share what's on your mind, because I would love to connect with you on that. I have had a misfortune of burying three people in 2015. And so lost a aunt in late December last year, had the funeral in January. And a week later, lost another family member. And then last Saturday, two Saturdays ago, lost another family member. So 2015 has been really like, wow, is what I can say. So I just love to acquaint and connect with you if you're just feeling heavy in your heart. And if you didn't write the number down, the number is 1-888-429-5471. And just being able just to get it off your mind oftentimes will just help you with like a aha moment. A release is what it is. So whatever's on your mind, just call me up. Let's talk about it. What I did find to be interesting about the massacre or the terrorist attack, and I was really dumbfounded by it, was that there was a lady involved, and how the media and sources are saying that she was the mastermind to the attack. And all I could say was, wow. Wow. Everyone spoke so highly of the man, but then they realized when she came in his life, things had changed. So I said, wow. So what this made me do, it made me think about how, you know, I read in the Bible that God told Adam not to eat the fruit from the tree. But here's sweet little Eve who persuaded Adam to eat the unforbidden fruit. And this how they are actually painting this terrorist massacre. The guy he grew up in America. He was born and raised in America. He loved America. But he went and got a wife and brought her over here from Saudi Arabia. Interesting, isn't it? That's like Eve. She tricked Adam. Just like this lady, she tricked this man. So, okay, men, come on now. I know the women have the power in some areas, but really, is it that powerful to make a man completely lose his mind and act or cut up to the point where he's just completely at the woman's beck and call? For real, men. I need to hear from some men or some women tonight on this topic. Let me just say that again. Come on, men. I know women have the power in some areas, but is it really to the point to where you just completely can lose your mind? Make you act up and cut up like an Adam or a Saeed. Come on now. So my topic tonight is men at women beck and call to the point that y'all men will do just anything at the command of a woman's voice or persuasion. Is that for real? I think I'm missing something. What's really going on? What's really going on? That's what I want to know. I need men, women, I need anyone to call in and let me know what it's all about. The toll-free number here is 1-888-429-5471. I really want to know. I'm curious. I need to know what's the method to the madness. I need to hear the situations, the circumstances, and stories of how you as a man have been influenced, or you as a woman have been the influencer. I'm curious. I like to know. I want to know what's really going on. You know, I had to ask some people. I had to ask around. And some men were telling me, oh, when it gets to that point, that's when you call a man whipped. I said, whipped? He said, yeah, whipped. You know, a man that's whipped is like a man that's spineless. Sometimes insecure. Don't mind being a butt kisser. Sissy of a man who has to agree with everything his girl says. And then he just gives in to every demand. To the point where he'll lose all his guy friends. And guess what? He doesn't even care. Because he's so insecure, he fears that disagreeing with his woman in his life he might upset the emperor. He doesn't want to upset her. And I realize from talking to some men is that they don't want to be by themselves. They don't. And that women, we could be by ourselves, but men don't like to be by themselves. And it's okay. But I like to hear from men. I like to hear from women. I like to just hear. I just want to hear what the opinion is. Is that really true? And a man who is not whipped can say, oh, this kind of man is just a joke. And that's the kind of man that needs to be in the Whipped Hall of Fame. Not sure if that's true or not, but that's what was told to me. Let me give you an example. Friend tells me, you know, a guy who watches, we watch football every Sunday with friends and we hang out, and we do things. You know, we eat, we order food. And then next thing you know, He says, oh, we can't watch football over here because my girlfriend's coming over. You know, that makes a lot of men upset. What do you mean? But you go over there to his house and guess what? He's watching football with her, but not with the friends. Has that ever happened to you? Has it ever happened to you? He quits his friends to be with his girl. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Puts his friends on hold for this special woman. And his friends don't understand it. Because they were all hanging out. Now, all of a sudden, guess what? Here she comes along. And things change. Everything changes. And his friends cannot make the adjustment. Because his friends aren't really ready for this. Is it about the sex? Or is it just about the company? Or is it that his friends can't give him what she can give him? Especially if she's willing to watch football. Come on now. Come on now. Or does he not want to be dumped? Because after all, your friends are thinking, we can be watching football also with her there. It's no big deal. We can kumbaya and watch football. Does the man really feel he has to find a relationship? That's a good question, man. Do you feel like you got to find a relationship or a woman to love you? And you will risk everything, even to the point where if the girl says, where do you want to eat tonight? And this is what you will reply with, wherever you want to, baby. Or she'll ask, what color do you want the new curtains? And you'll say, whatever color you want, baby. Or she'll say, what are you doing on Friday? Because you're not hanging out with your friends, are you? And he'll say, oh, baby, I ordered the pay-per-view fight. But we can just watch it ourselves. And I can do your laundry while we're watching it. Come on now. Is that the definition of being whipped or what? Okay, honey, I won't call anyone. It'll just be us. Man, like for real, what really happened? What really happened to the friends? I like to hear from you. The number is 1-888-429-5471. And it is a toll-free number. You know, you could just punch that number in on your cell phone. Is there anything wrong with that type of guy? That's what I like to know. Is that okay? The number here is 1-888-429-5471. I'm really interested in knowing. Are there guys out there who take on this type of role? And there has to be a reason behind it. I just want to know, what is the reasoning behind it? Do normal guys become whipped? That's what I want to know. Is it easy to do? Is it difficult? Is it like a tangle web we weave? And before you realize it, you're caught up. You know, boy meets girl. And, you know, we look at each other and we're Googled-eyed over each other. And we're just trying to make it work. And we're thinking, wow. Wonder as a man if you're thinking, wow, this is a nice woman. And I got to be on my best behavior. And you got to keep her all to yourself. Because this is the best thing to a slice of pie. But then you take her out one day and you ask your friends, give me your opinion. And your friends seem to think she's real cool. So, you know, you take their opinions into consideration. And then you really get your focus in with her. But I really want to know. Are you willing to compromise certain values? That's what I want to know. Do you get so consumed into the woman that you're not able to be that leader that you need to be? Because what I may think and what you may think, you may lose focus. Because it's easier just to sit back and relax and let the woman run the show. And say, you know what? I'll let her run the show. I like it when a man is the leader. I really do. It's such a turn on when a man can be the lead person. That just shows strength. It shows dominance. I was text messaging my friends the other day when all this unfolded, and my friend said, oh, I love a man in a uniform with a big gun. And I just said, wow, okay. See, men in a uniform with a big gun, that just shows that there was some dominance. That he was running the show, that he was the leader. And although we have made progress in society, we still have to remember, come on now, men, that women enjoy men who are leaders. When I saw that other man out there shot in the middle of the street, I said, wow, well, I guess that's what he gets. Because guess what? He followed the woman. Or he just didn't make a good decision. But my question for you is, come on now, men. I know you're out there listening. Is it difficult or is it easy to relinquish that control? Because when you relinquish that control, then you realize, uh-oh, I'm whipped. And you probably don't want to go through the hassle to undo what you've already allowed to be done. That's about right. And instead of being resentful and bitter because you relinquished that control, now you just learn to just relax and let it flow. You don't have to be overly dominant with your girlfriend or your significant other. But I think a man should be 3/4 of the way over, and the woman should be that 1/4 of the way over. Then you're not seen as a weak man. But then again, some men like to be told what to do. It's always good to have a captain of the relationship or someone who can be at the forefront of the relationship. There's only one captain that steered the boat. And there's a captain and a co-captain. So come on now. It's always wonderful when a man can be at the helm of the ship. I can tell you this, I'm a doctor, and I love a man who's in control. And although I can run my own ship and probably steer the ship myself, it's nothing like relinquishing it to a man. And I'm willing to say thank you so much, baby, for just steering this ship. No matter how high power someone may think I am or look at me as I am, it's always wonderful to have a man be in charge. That's how I was raised, that the man wears the pants, not the woman. And then sometimes, men, you can pick the wrong woman, because it may not be you, but it's her. Because some women can be so neurotic, psychotic, and just overly controlling. There's some women out there, and they love that. They just love it, love it, love it. And then you have to ask yourself, is this even really worth it? Is it worth it for a man to relinquish his control to a woman and then become whipped? And if you realize that you have relinquished control to a woman, you got to go change your shoes that you're wearing and put on some Nike running shoes and put your jogging clothes on and then just be ready to sprint on out of there. It's not even worth staying. No need for you to say, oh, don't nobody want me. No one wants me. If you feel like you're trapped as a man and you don't want to be where you are because you feel like you're whipped, I love to hear about it. The number is 1-888-429-5471 if you're interested in calling it in. 1-888-429-5471. I would just love to hear about it. What happened? How did you get there? Are you looking for a different way out? But some men, they love women to be in control. And if you're one of those men who love to have a woman in control, please, I love to hear about it. I really would. And you know, statistically, it says there's for every 2-3 women, there's one man. I guess we have a shortage in men. I never knew that. I never pay that any attention. And sometimes, men, you may have a shortage, may lack options. Your resources may be scarce. You know, we tend to hold on, viciously hold on. Because you don't know if you're going to find someone equal or greater than what you have. So you just sit there and you just deal with it. And you just say, I'll just hang in there. And trust me, man, if you are desperate in any kind of way, a woman will know it and take advantage of you. She really will. Oh, yeah, we as women, we'll take advantage of you. Desperation and needlessness, oh, we'll take advantage of you. Especially if we can see it, if we can sense it. And when you don't stand up for yourself, oh yes, we take advantage of you, man. That's what some women do. They take advantage. And then you just become whipped because you don't think anyone else wants you. And what you don't or may not understand is, if you were able to get that young lady, you can go out and get with any other woman, equal or greater. Equal or greater. And once you realize that, then there's no stopping you. There's no stopping you at all. And a failed relationship doesn't mean that it was you as a bad person. It just means that it wasn't meant to be. Next, keep it moving. That's what you don't understand. And believe it or not, when a woman knows that you are self-confident, you got it together, you're comfortable in who you are, she will not be pushing you out there because she knows that you can go out and get another woman. And you have power. You really do, man. You have power. When you're sincere in your heart, oh yes, confident, comfortable, and you know, and she knows that you can get any girl you want, but you elected to be with her. It'll make her feel so special, so much more special. You know, another avenue to being whipped is, oh, I have low self-esteem. I kind of suck at some things. And I'm just not a confident man. So I just take whatever is given to me. But you don't have to take whatever is given to you. You don't have to be whipped. Just believe in yourself. Have confidence in yourself. Life is about you. You're becoming who you want to be. Set goals for yourself. Have a vision for yourself. Ask yourself, what do I want to be doing in 1 year? What do I want to be doing in 5 years, in 10 years? And just take one day at a time that first year and work towards those goals so that you can enhance yourself. Peruse the internet. The internet has so much information. And it's on how to increase your self-esteem. Some way more than others. Man, just be proactive. Just be proactive. And just know that if you're being proactive and setting goals, that all things are possible. Set goals for yourself. And the first number one goal is to increase your self-esteem. Because guess what? Man, you could do bad all by yourselves. I think what I see a lot of in relationships is that the women take so much control, is that the men, you men get so lost in who you are. Your friends become her friends. And you lose track of your friends. You have friends, but it is at a minimum. But you have to have your own not mutual friends. You know, she has her set of friends, you have your set of friends, and then the friends can come together. And I think men always need a guy night out, just like women always need a guy, a girl's night out. Girl's night out, guy's night out. Mm-hmm. That helps you to stay therapeutically balanced and not be so whipped that everything is just all about her. Because sometimes you get so consumed that you don't have no hobbies. And all you do is hone in to work in her. But you don't have any recreation time for yourself. Going to go play basketball, flag football, soccer. Going to do something else with your friends other than just her. And it's okay. It's okay that you two are not joined and tied at the hip. It's okay to have time out with each other. There's a certain place and time to be attached to one another. And you need outside sources and friends in order to build who you are. Who you are. So that you can be independent of her, so that you don't get yourself so entangled with her. You don't want your feelings to be super sensitive after all. You want to be able to have that level of self-assurance that you can go do what you need to do and she can go do what she needs to do. But you don't want to be whipped to the point to where you can't operate outside your normal man box. You know, it's just having that right tie-in, that right dynamic with that special woman. And if you have that, but you don't have the piece to where there's some independence there, then you have to learn how to get that. So please, you got to remember, the independence is very therapeutic and it's very healthy for you. You can't allow your girlfriend's behavior to become a condition for you. And that does happen. It does happen. That's how you get so caught up that you can't see straight, or you so whipped that it's like, wow. Even if you're living together, you still need certain boundaries. That's very therapeutic to have certain boundaries. And please, no need to allow a woman to trample all over you. You know, women love a man. Who's always in that control. Man, that's a secret. Women love a man who's in control and who has it all under control. And it's okay if you haven't established that type of dynamic in the beginning. It's okay. There's some things that you can go back and just redo and not so much undo, but you could just revamp. That's what it's called. You can revamp. You can revamp. But it's nothing like just being who you are and adding that into the relationship. It's always nice for you to be able to just be able to just relax and flow without having to be submissive. I know there are some men who love that submissiveness. I don't think anything is wrong with that. But not to the point to where you don't have a valid and solid say-so. You know, for so many years in life, what I find to be so funny is that times have really changed since we entered these 2000s. I don't know if it's due to more irrational decision making, but I can tell you this, and that is that men have always been at the forefront. If we think back to all of the movies that we grew up on, or some of us grew up on, My Three Sons and The Brady Bunch and Good Times and The Jeffersons, men were always in control. It's just so funny that times have really changed. And just being whipped has just phenomenally, socially, in the last 10, 15 years, have really changed. And I know although we as women have not had power in society, we're slowly but surely coming out and we're getting it. We even have a female running for president. And little by little, the females have gently eroded the supremacy of the male sexuality. And what has evolved is the mere fact that men are being whipped. And guess what? Because men feel as if women will withhold and sustain and not be able to give him what he so desires. And it's just really interesting how times have really changed. But I will tell you this. I just want to know, I just have a few minutes left, and men, I just want to know, what is it that makes a man whip with a woman? Or not so much whipped, but what makes a man be sensitive, let me say it this way, sensitive, submissive to a woman. It's almost as if that woman, she has control over the man's actions and his thoughts. It's just interesting. And it just makes men make really poor decisions. There's tons and tons of books on this. There's just so much information. And I know some men, they love that feeling that a woman just is over them. Or you've worked so hard throughout the day and you were in control of everyone and everything. And when you get home, you just need someone to be in control of you. That's understandable. Because when you get home, you just want to put your guard down. You know, with this week's turn of events, we have a female who was a terrorist assassination, devastated a community. Unbelievable. And for those of you who did not call in, but you had something on your mind, it's okay. It's okay. You can catch me week after next. And we can talk about it then. And as I began to close out, men, I just want you to rethink the power you relinquish to women. And make sure that the power you are giving out is power that will reflect you as a man of strength. So if you're giving out too much power, then you look weak. You're giving out just enough, it will display as a man of strength. But please, by all means, rethink, revisit the amount of power you relinquish to a woman. And although there are different views to a successful relationship, many, not all, some, many, not all, successful relationships are from the male dominance. Trust me, I respect strong women because I'm strong myself. And how times have changed with women coming forth in society in certain areas. But I feel and I believe that men still should wear the pants. I like to say thank you so much for tuning in to Chat with Dr. Black Relationship Therapy. I enjoy this evening. Whipped. What makes a man whipped? I have my own personal website, www.chatwithdrblack.com. If you want to speak with me, you can reach out and touch me on there. But I'd like to say thank you so much for tuning in this Sunday. I look forward to your coming back to listen in with me on December the 20th at 6 o'clock p.m. I'd like to say have a wonderful and blessed, prosperous week. Until we speak again, I love you, God bless you, and please, by all means, be safe out there. Good night.